Okay, so so we're doing is we have one last point on this Sigavetna. So the question is, if a person, the way Shavuos Ha'ida, the Yechayev, you have to bring a karbon if you could have testified, if your testimony could have caused the guy a loss of money, and you don't testify, and you swear that you don't know any testimony, so then, and you're a liar, so then you're chayev to bring a karbon. Okay, that's what Shavuos Ha'ida. Okay. So, the question is, let's say your testimony would have caused a knas. Wouldn't have caused money, would have caused a knas. So, is that the same thing? Does that have the same status as money? So, on the surface, you'd say, why not? Either way, your testimony would have caused him to get money. But the argument is yeah, but if the witnesses came, even if the witnesses would have testified, who's to say that you would have gotten the money? Because the guy could have admit, and if the guy would have admit before the witnesses came, then before they actually testified, he wouldn't bother. Since that's the case, it's not really Mammon Gamor. I says it's not really Thief Mammon, because the money may or may not have been realized if you would have admit. Or do you argue that it's true? Maybe he would have admit, but bottom line is he didn't admit. So since he didn't admit, so therefore their testimony ended up causing him to lose the money. Right? That's a Gemara's question. Do you say that it's not Mammon Gamor because if he would have admitted, it would have been totally Potter? Or you say, no, that as long as the guy doesn't admit, it's considered money, considered Mammon, and therefore it's higher for making him lose it.
Yep.
So that's the question, basically. Why would you say one way or the other way, you know? Why would you treat it like mom, and why would you treat it like mom? Okay, so you could pause it. Okay, so maybe the question is like this, how do you learn the idea of mom? This idea that why if you admit it, you pause it? Okay? Why if you admit it, you pause it? Is it shot that... Isn't it pshat that basically the thief of money is really, once you steal, you're subject to the thief of that. Once you steal, it's a thief of money. It's a subject to the thief of money. But admitting is a tour, is an exemption. That's what you're learning in Tilman. Admitting is an exemption. Admitting is an exemption, and you don't say maybe there's going to be an exemption. Exemption is like a super added thing. You don't assume that. And if you would have testified, then what the natural outcome would which would have been realized would be that he's high mama. Now maybe there would be an exemption, an extraneous exemption which would come in and mess it up. You don't say maybe, that doesn't make sense. Don't say maybe. The assumption is that the case would have kept on going as is, and he did the piece of steel. He's subject for a knas, right?
Yeah.
Where do you learn now? Anyway, the idea is that the way it works is knas. Why is it if you admit in your father? The reason why you admit your partner, because the chayiv of a kanah is that the bezdin finds you guilty. But the bezdin finds you guilty. But why if you admit the bezdin establishes your guilt? If the bezdin establishes your guilt, then the halacha is your chayiv of a kanah. If you would come in and be established your guilt, then they're not chayiv. That's the source of Asher Yashin Elohim, which means that the bezdin finds you to be a rasha, and if bezdin finds you to be a rasha, then you chayav to be a knas. If the bezdin doesn't find you to be a rasha, but you somehow on your own are established as a rasha, then that's not the chayav of knas. That's not the chayav of knas. Chayav of knas is for bezdin finding you to be a rasha.
So
that's a bezdin part.
Pause.
Okay, so if you say that it's what creates the chiv of kanas is the bezdin's finding him guilty, so then the edim, you can't say that the witnesses are causing him to lose money, because the money that he would have gotten is contingent upon a factor that bezdin finds him guilty, which may or may not have happened. Whereas the chiv is contingent upon the fact that the case, the gave them come and they find him guilty before the guy comes to testify. But that's a contingent reality. There's no way to know whether that would or wouldn't have happened. The thing for the Chiyuv is based upon that fact, and that fact is in which we don't know, and it depends upon some other factor. So you can't say that they are the causes of the Chiyuv Mamon. But if you say the Chiyuv Mamon comes about simply because he did the crime, and it's just that there's an external tor, an external exemption, then you'll say that he had the potential to make him Chiyuv money. And he's losing him money, he's causing to lose by not testifying. The fact that it could have led to an exemption, like that it could have led to an exemption if the guy would have admitted, but that's extraneous. If the exemption is an extraneous store, they don't say maybe there would have been an extraneous store. Then you say, is that because of the money? The money was bound to happen. But if you say the money is dependent upon the eventuality of Bezdin finding him guilty and not him admitting, then that's up in the air. There's no way to know whether that would or wouldn't have happened. You with me?
Yep. Pause?
Yeah.